Grade 4 students' art chosen for Sonich cards. A Sonich grade 4 student's snow globe card design has been chosen to adorn Christmas cards being sent out by the municipality this year. We were thrilled to receive more than 70 entries, and each one was creative, fun and really put us in the festive spirit, said Sonich Mayor Dean Murdoch. Charlotte's magical snow globe design really captured our attention. It was bright and beautiful artwork that we're so pleased to feature on our holiday cards this year. The student will receive a special prize for her efforts as well as a signed holiday card from the mayor. The district will also feature her design in an upcoming holiday social media post. Thank you to everyone who took the time to share their work with us, and to the parents and caregivers who helped submit their entries, said Murdoch. Vehicle donated to Ukrainian community. The Torque Masters Car Club has donated another vehicle to a Ukrainian community in East Souk. It all started in March, when the group approached the club for help in finding transportation for the new Ukrainian safe haven community at the former Grouse Nest Resort. The club asked members for any potential donations and began fundraising to cover the costs of inspections and needed repairs to vehicles. The club received 6 vehicles in total, with 3 drivable and the rest scrapped for cash. The first 2 vehicles were delivered to the community over the summer. The recipients of the latest vehicle, a 2001 Subaru Outback, are Olga Grigorenko, her husband Sergei and their 2 children, ages 2 and 8. The vehicle was donated by Dick and Judy Rose. The club is always on the lookout for road-ready vehicles that do not require substantial repair work. Canadian Tire, North Sonich, Steve Service, Sydney Transmission and Auto Care and Deep Cove Auto Repair have all donated inspections for potential vehicles. Contact club president Jim Clayton at 780-814-0333 or gmaclayton@hotmail.com for details. For more information about the club, go to torquemasters.ca. Victoria Foundation grants help eco projects. The Victoria Foundation is distributing $550,000 to 14 organizations in the capital region that are addressing climate change through nature-based solutions. The funds will be shared among 12 local environmental organizations and 2 First Nations. Initiatives supported include ones that protect, restore and manage land and water ecosystems in the region. Projects funded include the Gorge Waterway Action Society's efforts to restore the Gorge Creek salt marshes, and Sayout First Nations Native Tree Restoration Project for the Sayout and Secum-Saturna Island Reserve lands. With the growing impacts of climate change, we must protect this natural environment for ourselves and future generations. And we are grateful for the support of donors to help with this important work, said Sandra Richardson, CEO of the Victoria Foundation. The foundation worked with experts from the environmental sector to advise on priority areas for funding. The funding was made available due to a gift from an estate, with the proviso that it be used to support environmental causes. The generosity of a donor has allowed us to provide funding to organizations with a goal to address the climate crisis through nature-based solutions. The grants will support work such as ecological restoration, land conservation, biodiversity and species at risk, to name a few, said Richardson. For more information and a full list of grant recipients, go to the Victoria Foundation's grant page. Program helps people with hearing loss. Silver Thread Service, in partnership with the Island Deaf and Hard of Hearing Center, is offering programs and support to those with hearing loss, beginning in January. The Let's Talk Speech Reading, Lip Reading, program is geared to those who are struggling to understand people, even while wearing hearing aids. The Speech Reading and Communication Strategies course will help individuals with hearing loss, and their families, to communicate better. The team of instructors from Island Deaf and Hard of Hearing Center will suggest strategies and tips for better communication. Captioning is provided for every class. The Tech and Tips with Kelsey program is aimed at those who have hearing aids and want to get the most out of their devices. At the one-on-one sessions, people can learn how to pair their hearing aids with modern technology, including hearing aid apps, mobile phone, iPads or tablets, laptops, Bluetooth devices and voice-to-text apps. The instructor is hard of hearing and a cochlear implant user and no sign language. The Let's Talk speech reading course is $125 for members or $160 non-members, and runs 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Thursdays from January 25 to March 28. The Tech and Tips with Kelsey program is $15 per session. The one-hour sessions are offered every Tuesday afternoon. Both programs are held at the Silver Thread Services Victoria Center at 1911 Quadra Street, near the police station. For more information, call 250-388-4268. Coast Capital donates to Mustard Seed Food Bank. Coast Capital has made a $25,000 donation to the Mustard Seed Food Bank this holiday season. The donation comes at a time when nonprofit organizations and food banks across the country report an increase in demand for their services, with food bank visits up 32% from last year. The financial cooperative reinvests 10% of its budgeted bottom line back into communities every year. Pere at TimesColonist.com. With a file from Andrew A. Duffy.